Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books, had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. If you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I would like to thank our listeners for making the Millionaire Mentorship Show the number one new program on the Vashani Radio Network with over 2 million listeners. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. Keep up the good work. Keep on listening, sharing, and subscribing. Send your questions and comments to Herbert@HerbertHarris.com. I would love to share some of them on the air. Everyone who sends in a comment or question will receive a free audio download, The 4 Principles of Wealth Building. Today, we will continue with part 2 of my interview with the phenomenal, legendary motivational speaker, Les Brown. First, though, let's begin with a quote from Les Brown. Life is a fight for territory. Once you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want will automatically take over. Les Brown. Now, we will continue as Les speaks about his Platinum Speakers program.
Mike Williams taught me, and the way that I train my speakers, he said, Les, never let what you want to say get in the way of what your audience wants to hear. Take the time to conduct communications intelligence. And all that getting, get understanding. Find out what's stressing them out, what's keeping them up at night. All audiences have their own personality, and their personalities and different audiences inside of each audience. So you want to take the time to get to know who they are. Pass out a needs assessment to them before you go there and find out what is it, the key 5 things they want to walk away with that they can sink their teeth into, that as a result of hearing you, they will not only be inspired and have an expanded vision of themselves, but you will give them knowledge, which is the new currency that will increase their skill set and ignite their spirit, where they'll start making new choices as they leave your presence and begin to see themselves differently and have a game plan to begin to dominate their industry.
That sounds like the mission statement for your Platinum Speakers Program.
Yes, it is. Yes, because nothing happens until it's spoken. You know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And so as we look at ourselves, I never forget what Mr. Washington told me. He said three things that he thought was very important to become successful. Number one, he said, you got to program your mind. He said, if you don't program your mind, you'll be programmed by life. He said, you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. Number two, he said, develop your communication skills, because once you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are. And I had no idea when he taught me that one day I would be able to earn $70,000 in an hour speaking here in the United States. And when I go outside of the United States, I earn $225,000 an hour. I had no idea. And the third thing he said, which is most important, he said, practice the principle of OQP, only quality people. He said, you earn within $2,000 to $3,000 of your closest friends. Birds of a feather flock together. He said, you can run faster with 100 who want to go than with one around your neck. Mm. And he said, and don't try and change people. A person changed against their will is of the same opinion still.
You know, Les, you dropped so many pearls. I feel like a man walking behind a fella with a bag of diamonds. And he's dropping them along the way. And you don't know which one to pick up, but you don't want to stop following them because, man, you never know what the next one is going to be. Woo!
Thank you.
That's beautiful, man. Well, I'll tell you, Les, we have covered so many areas. I think one thing that, you know, that seemed to be a diversion, when I was reading it, you went into politics. That just seemed to be a completely different path. How'd you end up going into politics? And I mean, I know about elections. Not a lot of people go into it, but very few people win and get a chance to get elected. What was your thinking on that?
Well, when I was in radio, when I met Mike Williams, who wrote the book, The Road to Your Best Stuff, with your listeners, can you get it on Amazon, The Road to Your Best Stuff. Mm-hmm. He told me, he said, Brownie, he said, anybody can entertain. He said, you want to use this microphone to create social transformation, to help people to begin to see themselves differently, and how to begin to navigate their lives around the structures that are designed to keep us down. And so I started doing editorials, leading demonstrations, and doing voter registration drives and get out the vote campaigns. And I developed a reputation of being a community activist. Well, ultimately, on September the 22nd, I was fired from radio, 1978. For editorializing about police deadly use of force in the Black community. And so I was asked to run for office in a district that was 65% white against a 22-year incumbent. And they said I didn't have a chance of winning because they had taken my power base, they took me off the air. But I had a weapon that they did not expect. One commercial that I cut on a Friday right before the election, because I only had around $600. My opponent had over $50,000. And I put all my little $650 on that one little commercial. I called my mama and I said, Mama, I want you to say something for me. I'm running for state representative. And she said, what are you talking about, boy? What mess are you in now? I heard you lost your job. I said, yes, ma'am, mama, I did. But if you just say something for me, you don't have to talk long, but I'll appreciate it. And so I said, I'm recording now. And she said, hello, this is Mrs. Mamie Brown. When I raise my boys, I raise them to be good boys. when they got out of hand, I beat their behinds. Please vote for my son. He's a good boy.
Wow.
I got 26,000 votes to my opponent, the incumbent, 3,000 votes. I slaughtered him.
Wow.
Mamie Brown said, Les Brown was a good boy. And so people came out from everywhere to vote for me. I passed 14 bills my first term. I was a fierce debater on the House of Representatives. And then midway of my third term, Mama was diagnosed with breast cancer. So I resigned from the Ohio legislature, went back to Miami to take care of her until she passed at 89. So that, to me, was the most important thing for me to do at that point in time. I was planning on going to the Senate and then to statewide office to go to Congress. But my love for my mother interrupted my career. All of us at different points in our lives have interruptions. And I believe that if we make a commitment to someone that we love and who was there for us when we couldn't take care of ourselves, we should honor that commitment.
Mm. But think about this, Les. Now that in itself is an entire story. I mean, that is, you might call it authenticity. You shared something that the other guy didn't have, authenticity, because your mama always tells the truth because she knows who her boy is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Les, you know, think about it, though. If you had not gone on that path, you may not have become the great motivational speaker. You may have gotten into politics.
Oh, without any question.
Yeah. So it seems like it's all in God's hand, isn't it?
It really is. You know, sometimes I think about it, and there was the movie Forrest Gump, and he asked a question, and the question related to a feather that you would see at the end of the movie. And that feather always bothered me. Why was a feather fixed on the screen at the end of the movie? And I went back to look at it several times. The feather came into the movie at the beginning of the movie, came and fell out of the little boy's book. In the middle of the movie, Forrest Gump is on a bus bench with a black woman, and he says, is life preordained, predestined, or are we like feathers on the wind? Mm. And sometimes I do believe that we were chosen to do a certain work, that we are here for a reason, that we were created on purpose, with a purpose, for a purpose. And that some things happen random, but there are some things that if we listen and follow our heart, I didn't do what I'm doing now because I listen to my mind. I teach people now, if there's an argument between your mind and your heart, follow your heart. The mind believes, but the heart knows. Where the heart is, there your treasure is also.
Mm.
And for 14 years, I listened to my mind. We've been conditioned to believe, to be logical and practical and realistic. And my mind said, Les Brown, you can't be a motivational speaker. You don't have a college education. You don't even know your parents' name. You're labeled educable mentally retarded. You never worked for a major corporation, and you can't compete with people with PhDs and MBAs, and you don't have the money to come out and have the four color brochures and have an infomercial like Tony Robbins. And so I convinced myself I couldn't do what I'm doing now. And so I teach people, if there's an argument between your mind and your heart, follow your heart. Where your heart is, there your treasure is also. And so I didn't do it for 14 years. And then I was at an event, Herbert, and a guy was speaking, and he stopped in the middle of his speech, and he said, there's somebody here who should be doing this, but you've convinced yourself that you're not good enough. He said, I want you to know it's not what you don't have, it's what you think you need that keeps you from being successful. Then he went on to speak some more. Then he stopped again. He said, listen, I'm not going to say this anymore. you know who you are. You're squirming in your seat right now. And he looked over the crowd and said, oh my God, is this guy looking for me? He said, you should be up here. I'm living your dream. And he said, you love changing lives. He said, I love making money. And he said, the reason I'm standing up here and you're seated out there, he said, I represent the thoughts you have rejected for yourself. When he said that, I jumped up, I ran out and went to a payphone. You can make a phone call for a dime. And I called Mike Williams. I said, Mike, I'm not rejecting myself anymore. And he said, Brownie, calm down. I said, I'm not rejecting myself anymore. Will you please come help me? I teach, ask for help, not because you're weak, but because you want to remain strong, and ask for help and don't stop until you get it. Most people won't ask for help because of pride. Pride cometh before fall, because of ego. Ego means edging God out. Ask for help. And I asked him to help me, and the rest is history. He helped me to transform over, I would say, they said on, they did an organic search on Google, and I've touched over 2.3 billion lives.
Wow.
From that time to now, yes.
Well, Les, I tell you, you have shared such powerful stuff, and I think it goes back to your book, was it Live Your Dreams?
Yes.
And I think you've done a complete wraparound. So for our audience, is there a point or two to help them live their dreams that we can leave them with?
Yes. Number one, it's very important. Find out what you love. Don't decide to do something to make a lot of money. We were not born to work for a living, but to live our making. And living our making will make our living. The money will come, but you have to master it. There's a new book called Average is Over. You cannot be average. You've got to make yourself stand out. So find something you love and master it. The second thing is work on your mind. Listen to programs like what Herbert has here and motivational messages. And email me and I'll send you some motivational messages, videos, absolutely free. Because you have to have mental resolve. Things are going to happen. Think it not strange that you have faced the fiery furnaces of this world. You will, not you might. You will have tribulations. So you have to have mental resolve. You have to have the mindset that if life knocks you down, try and land on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up. And so these videos that I send to you will give you that kind of determination. And the final thing, develop relationships with people that you can learn from. Dr. Dennis Kimbrough said, if you're the smartest one in your group, you need to get a new group. You want to create a team of collaborative, achievement-driven, supportive relationships. One goose can fly 75% further in formation with other geese than it can ever fly by itself. Create a team of seven people of collaborative, achievement-driven, supportive relationships where you will help each other individually and collectively pursue your dream. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You got greatness in you.
Thank you so much, Les Brown. You have Les Brown and the voice of renown. Thank you so much, Les. And I
thank
know
you.
That people, give that email address one more time, because I want folks to send that in, man.
Yeah, lesbrown77@gmail.com. lesbrown77@gmail.com. And just send me, say, hey, listen, I got a story I want to tell, and I need you to help me get my story out, and also send me the motivational message to give me power for my brain.
Well, my friend, I'm going to share, you know, I remember we shared a prayer before, and
yes,
it says, Father, put me in rhythm and harmony with all
yes
that's good for me.
Oh, yes. Amen. And
so
amen.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah.
Have a great, thank magnificent
you
day, knowing always that the best is yet to come.
Yes, and thank you for the great work that you're doing. God bless the day you were born.
Ooh, yeah.
This is Dr. Herbert Harris. You know, it's graduation time again. From high school, college, trade schools, it's time to give the perfect gift. The gift that keeps on giving. Get an autographed copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success for your loved ones. For only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, you not only get the 204-page book, but you also get over $100 in bonuses, including the workbook, audios, 12 affirmation poster, and much more. Go to www.12ULS.com. That's www.12ULS.com and get your perfect gift. Remember, we are where we are because of the decisions we make and the actions we take. Choose success. Choose wealth. Choose health. We each have the ability to create the lives we desire by changing our thoughts, our feelings, our habits, and our associations. Choose the life you desire in your thoughts. Feel the life you desire in your feelings. Cultivate the habits that support the life you desire and surround yourself with people who love you, inspire you, lift you up, and help you create the life of your dreams, knowing that the best is yet to come. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, and you are tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. See you next week.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.